Welcome to Chilling with Teddy G, an authentic black channel empowering the black community and capturing the modern day black reality through investigative journalism. I'm your host, Teddy G. Hello to all of my melanated kings and queens, my brothers and sisters in Africa, as well as South Africa, and to my listening audience around the globe. I welcome each and every one of you back to another episode of CWTG. As y'all know, I'm Teddy G, your host, and you know on this channel, we discuss anything and everything with absolutely no sugar, no frosting, and definitely no mayonnaise. So y'all go grab y'allself your favorite cup of coffee, tea, latte, whatever it is you prefer to drink, and join me for the next few minutes, ladies and gentlemen, as we do our spiritual moment of the day brought to us by Apostle Geno Jennings, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to get right into that. When soon as we do a little housekeeping, because you know it's a must at the studios of Chilling with Teddy G, that we keep our dirty laundry clean with the Copyright Disclaimer Act of 1976, under Title 17, Section 107, allowances made for the fair use for the purpose such as criticism, comment, news reporting, teaching, scholarships, and research. Fair use is permitted by the copyright statute that may otherwise be infringing nonprofit, educational, or personal use, tips and balance in the favor of fair use. So yes, ladies and gentlemen, on our spiritual moment today, we're going to go to Apostle General Jennings, who is live right now, and get our daily dose of the divine message.
All right, let's go to work.
The book of Genesis, chapter 19.
Let's go to work in the 19th chapter of the book of Genesis. I want to work on the condition of Lot's wife. The condition of Lot's wife. If you remember, Sodom and Gomorrah was very wicked and still is. Someone say, well, how is it still is when it was burnt up? Yes, that Sodom and Gomorrah was burnt up, but there's plenty of Sodom and Gomorrahs. Plenty. In fact, we're living in Sodom and Gomorrah. America is truly Sodom and Gomorrah, without question. So if you look at Lot's wife in, the Word of God says how she turned to a pillar of salt. And I want to enlarge on the salt treatment and show you what her status of salt meant for us in the New Testament church.
Amen.
All right, let's start off in Genesis. Let's go to work.
In the book of Genesis, chapter 19.
All right, let's turn up me and Williams. Turn us both up.
Amen.
Amen. All right, let's have it.
Genesis, chapter 19, and we'll start reading at verse 20.
All right, follow me.
Behold now, this city is near to flee unto thee, and it is a little one.
Say what?
Behold now, this city is near to flee unto, and it is a little one.
Yeah, man, I think everybody caught that. Sound like you're trying to get in the spirit early. Get your tongues together now. And don't none of you try to steal that. It's just a bunch of words ran together too quick. Are you good? You need some water?
I'm all right, Pastor.
You need some water?
I'm all right.
All right. All right, come on, Mr. Williams. Let's have it.
Genesis chapter 19, I'm going to start at verse 18.
We'll start fresh.
Amen.
Come on.
And Lot said unto them, oh, not so, my lord.
Yes.
Behold, now thy servant hath found grace in thy sight. And thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast shown unto me in saving my life.
You know what? All of us can bear witness. God's mercy have saved our life to this present hour.
That's right. That's right.
Amen. Not by works of righteousness that we have done. But the Apostle Paul said, by his mercy he saved us.
Yeah.
All right, listen.
Thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast shown unto me in saving my life.
Yes.
And I cannot escape to the mountain, lest some evil take me and I die.
And?
Behold, now this city is near to flee unto, and it is a little one.
Yeah.
Oh, let me escape thither. Is it not a little one, and my soul shall live?
All right.
And he said unto me, see, I have accepted thee concerning this thing also.
Yes.
That I will not overthrow this city.
I will not destroy this city.
For the which thou hast spoken.
For which you have spoken.
Down at verse 24.
All right.
Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah.
You know, as long as righteous people were there.
That's right.
God held back his judgment.
That's right.
That's why God didn't destroy America yet.
Yeah.
There are some righteous and holy people here.
That's right.
And prayers keep God's judgment, because America do deserve God's judgment.
Oh, yes.
Every politician, I don't care what party you belong to, you deserve the judgment of God.
That's right.
Every president, past and present, even Biden, oh yes. He says he's a Christian, but he's no Christian. He don't know what being a Christian is.
That's right.
When you're a Catholic, you're no Christian. Not at all.
No.
In fact, you and Jesus don't have nothing in common.
Wonderful.
Are you listening?
That's right.
A brother mentioned to me today when I was coming in the church, I don't listen to Steve Harvey at all. But he asked me, did I hear him last week? I told him, I said, no, I don't listen to him. He said he was about to go on a commercial break, and he said, when we come back, we'll pick up and talk about this Pastor Geno Jennings fellow. And he asked me, did I hear him? I said, no, I didn't hear him. But if that's what he said, I hope he, you know, talked quite a bit. With that mouth full of teeth, I would love to get him on a microphone. Hey man, if you want to jump on Pastor Jennings, Mr. Harvey, I'd take you for a 1937 ride.
Lord.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Jumping on me, you won't think you're in the potter's house. You won't think you're sitting down talking to Creflo O'Penny or smiling Joel Osteen, Mr. Raggly Ann and Andy.
That's right.
You jump on me, you're going to jump on Bible.
Oh, yeah.
I said that cheap, rotten, no good, unscriptural religion that spawned from hell.
Uh-huh.
That's called Chrislam.
Yeah.
We slam it right back to hell.
That's right.
I preach there's only one way to God.
One way.
Jesus said, I am the way.
The way.
And if Jesus said that, that's good enough for me.
That's right.
I am the way. Then he declared himself to be the truth.
The truth.
And the life. This is one fellow who's just not impressed by nobody's celebrity status. You know why?
That's right.
Nobody's more popular than God.
That's right.
So, Mr. Harvey, if you did say anything about Pastor Jennings, whether it was good or bad, I'm fine with it. But I tell you what you can do.
That's right.
When I come back from my European tour, I don't care how tired I am, I drag my feet in a Holy Ghost arena to beat you senseless with Bible.
That's right.
And I do a good job.
That's right.
And you can bring your friend, Mr. Smalley, with you. He ran also, but I keep this stuff handy. Amen. I keep a Bible gospel handy. I don't have to prepare.
No, you don't.
For none of you. God, you're going to wake me out of a sleep when I jump on you like a hornet's nest. Amen.
That's right.
So, Mr. Harvey, I don't care what you own. I don't care what you drive. I'm not the type of preacher that's impressed with nobody's nothing. I'm just not.
That's right.
The celebrities of America and the world feel as though that they're in a certain class and that they should be looked up to. And if they say the name Jesus out of their mouth, all of a sudden, they either a Christian or a God-fearer. Fear of God is more than saying the name Jesus or Yahushua or Isa.
That's right.
Or Jesus. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments.
That's it.
I don't respect nobody's celebrity status.
No.
When you don't follow God's word, I don't care what you own. I don't care what you drive.
Right.
You know what you and the poor man got in common? You got to do the same thing to get with God.
That's it.
All of you got to repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Seek the Lord for the Holy Ghost, which is the Holy Spirit, speaking another tongue, even if you don't believe it.
That's right.
Still got to do it.
Got to do it.
Or you're going to die in a Christless grave. They can bury you in a 24 block of gold. 24 carat, just a pure block.
Pure block.
I don't care.
That's right.
When the worms invade that gold casket, there's millionaires dead now.
Oh, yes.
So I don't care nothing about your status at all.
At all.
Amen. You can bring someone who's part Christian and a crossover Muslim, and they can be part of Chris Lamb.
That's right. Yeah.
I say Chris Lamb is Chris Slop.
That's right.
Hear the old troublemaker now.
That's right.
So-called Chris Lamb is Chris Slop.
Amen.
Amen. What you going to do about it now? Amen. You're not going to do nothing but stare at the microphone and talk. That's like, what was his name? Smiley?
Smiley.
What's the first one? Was it Travis Smiley or Tavis Smiley? No.
Ricky
Smiley. Ricky not Smiley. Tavis Smiley. Ricky Smiley.
Ricky.
He was the one that did all that talk when we preached about the way women out here are dressing half naked, looking like prostitutes in halls, all in these churches with their breasts hanging out, splits from their ankle all up to their backside, skirts and dresses no longer than my jacket, and their blouses cut just as deep as my jacket, showing their cleavage like they want to milk the church.
That's right.
And then when I preach about it, oh, did you hear what he said? But you don't act like that when you see it. You don't be out there saying, do you see how she's dressed? You don't say nothing.
Oh, no.
Because you church pimps love it.
That's right.
And they say something is wrong with me because I'm teaching women put clothes on. You don't want to wear clothes? Stay in the house.
Amen.
Stay in the house. You can be in your house and be in your own garden of Eden if you like.
That's right.
If you love, if you want to walk around with leaves, I should be in here. I should be able to walk around with me. I should miss. But when you're in God's house, color that stuff up.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Who would have problems with this but a loose fool? Whether you're a man or a woman.
That's right.
So you can bring Ricky with you and bring your whole comedy team with you.
Amen.
Bring all your comedy team with you. All your clowns.
All your clowns. Bring in the clowns.
Bring in the clowns.
Bring in the clowns.
Just bring them.
That's right.
I take the Bible and wear you out. This is serious business.
Yes, it is.
This is a heaven or hell thing.
That's right.
You folks that multi-rich and got mad, that's irrelevant to God.
That's irrelevant.
Death have no respect to person.
That's right.
And then a person on this planet is so rich, when the death angel come at you, you can pay him off.
Oh, yeah.
And then tell him, you know what? Stop at me later.
Come on.
When God says, time to check out.
That's right. That's it.
What can you do about it?
What can you do?
He alters your breathing.
That's right.
He dims your vision.
Yes.
He changed the rhythm of your heart. He can make Rick and Morty start to form in your flesh while you're still alive.
There is no man that has power over the spirit.
Bible says in Ecclesiastes
8:8. There is no man.
There is no man
that has power over the spirit.
Over God.
To retain the spirit.
To retain the spirit.
Neither hath he power.
Neither hath he power.
In the day of death.
When it's time to die, you don't have no power.
No power.
And I want every human under the sun to understand this. Being rich, having some so-called celebrity status, that don't mean nothing to God. People look up to that.
That's right.
I don't. I look up to God.
That's it.
People look at that and idolize it.
Yeah.
I don't. I idolize God.
That's right. Wonderful.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When I do that, I keep things in Bible perspective.
That's right.
We bow to no man.
That's right.
We only bow to God.
That's right.
Are you listening to what I'm telling you?
That's right.
All right, let's go to work. Come on, Williams.
Back in Genesis 19 and verse 24.
Let's have it.
Then the Lord rained upon Sodom.
Then the Lord rained.
Rained upon Sodom.
Upon Sodom.
And upon Gomorrah.
And upon Gomorrah.
Brimstone and fire.
Brimstone and fire. Can you imagine that?
Imagine that.
If God would do the same thing, not to one city of America, but all the whole country.
My Lord.
Can you imagine if God choose, while you're out there partying, dancing, having your block parties, speakers just jumping and blasting.
Yeah. Yeah.
God see fit to send fire and brimstone.
That's right.
And burn your party to the ground.
That's right.
I want to say that's back then. God said, I'm the same yesterday. And today and forevermore. If you look at what God is doing throughout the world by using his weather at his choice.
Oh, yes.
Burning up everything you got.
That's right.
Amen. California burning down. Always burning down so many parts. And people in mansions got their little garden hose trying to salvage it.
Yeah.
Running for their life. What is God doing? Proving to men and women.
Yep.
He can do what he want with whatever you have.
That's right.
Take your house and send it afloat downstream. Yeah. Taking your bank account that you store your money in. Burn the bank down.
That's right.
You don't have to file bankruptcy. He just take the whole bank from you.
Amen.
When are you going to get it in your hard head?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Niggas, you came here.
That's right.
And niggas, you shall return.
I'll return.
When are you going to understand that you was made for God's glory?
That's right.
Are you getting what I'm telling you?
That's right.
And any time you forget why God made you and get caught up in the wickedness of this world,
yes,
you are digging yourself into an everlasting lake of fire.
That's right.
Listen.
Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah, brimstone and fire from the Lord.
Yes.
Out of heaven.
Out of heaven.
And he overthrew those cities and all the plain.
Uh-huh.
And all the inhabitants of the city.
Yes.
And that which grew upon the ground.
Uh-huh.
But his wife. Looked back from behind him.
Lot's wife looked back from behind him.
And she became a pillar of salt.
She became a pillar
of salt.
Of salt.
Amen.
Now think of it.
Think of that.
She looked back.
She looked back.
That's right. Are you looking back to your Sodom and your Gomorrah?
That's right.
In other words, when one starts to leave God, yeah, it does not start when you are physically absent.
That's right.
It starts when the heart, that used to be emotionally tied to God.
That's right.
Start to be tied to that other than God.
In the book
what Israel did.
That's right.
Listen.
In the book of Acts chapter 7 and at verse 39.
Follow me.
To whom our fathers would not obey.
Now the apostles reaching back.
That's right.
Talking about the fathers, the Israel, the Jews, whom God put out the land of Egypt.
That's right.
God was with Israel, but Israel was a stubborn, rebellious, hard-headed, wicked people.
That's right.
Are you getting what I'm telling you?
That's right.
Amen, you know, amen, amen. We thank God for the reading of his word and the message that Pastor Geno Jennings is delivering. If you want to hear the rest of this broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, please go to the First Church Truth of God broadcast for August 21st, 2022 to hear the entire broadcast. Well, that's going to be the end of our spiritual moment for the day, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of Chilling with Teddy G. I bring y'all these spiritual moments and these stories, and ladies and gentlemen, because I love you. Loving you guys is my food, and Teddy G is hungry each and every single day of his life. And until I have the opportunity to address you guys again, I bid each and every one of you peace, love, and soul. God bless.
In America, as a black person, you recognize there is one set of laws for you and one set of laws for those, especially in the white community. In our book, Passive Aggressive Racism in the System of White Supremacy, I take you through times in my life when I first started noticing white supremacy. We teach you how to recognize it, identify it, and also counter it in our book. This book is a beginner's course for those that are just starting to wake up and open their eyes to see the system of white supremacy. As a black American person, you must understand this system, because this system is life or death to you. How you handle it, how you deal with it, it can affect your mental health if you don't understand this system. Pick up our book, Passive Aggressive Racism and the System of White Supremacy, today on Amazon.